This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I think we worked into it really well. I think when we got in uncomfortable positions, we were okay with it and we worked out of it. And I think we did a really good job of staying composed throughout the majority of the game.
How the trip, obviously coming from West Coast, a lot talked about. I don't know if people realise at home, you've obviously got the distance and then the time difference. Mm. I think it does place an extra pressure on you guys in terms of travelling every week. How much recovering, what does the next few days look like as you lead into the game against the Thunderbirds?
It's a great question, Kira. Yeah. We can travel up to 17, 18 hours just to play this game, depending on traffic when we're going from Brisbane to Sunny Coast. So it's a really tough trip, but credit to our group in the fact that we just embrace it and no one really complains about it, never really has. It's just a part of the process. And I think we probably all reflect at the end of the game, go, it's great to get back on the plane with premiership points. Otherwise, it's a very long way home. But I think, you know, we've got a very short turnaround now to Thunderbird. So the next 2 days will be very much rest and recovery for the players. One training session before we hit Thunderbirds on Friday, but just love the grit of the team today to get out there and get stuck in when we really needed to.
Yeah, grit's a really good word. I thought there were moments in that game where you obviously stepped up and were able to really punish the Lightning when they made a mistake. I thought the introduction of Ruth Arian, she brought something different, and particularly when they made the change from Liz into wing attack, I saw you quickly go to Ruth in that second time out before the last 5 minutes just to give us some feedback around that. What were you really trying to get out of Ruth in that position?
Just to really reinforce to her that the plan's exactly the same, it's just a different player, and to play to her strengths, which is how we're really trying to encourage her on her way back. And she's such a threat and weapon out there that she can make players do certain things, and I thought she handled the occasion today really well. She's a little bit in the contest early in the game, just with the excitement of being out there in a high-pressure match, but as she kind of worked into it and started connect with her teammates around her, she became a really key link in our defence line. So just in that moment, just reassuring her, she's all good to go. Doesn't matter who you're up against, mate, just do your job. And I thought she did it really well for us.
One question, last one, that we have it. 100 games, that's a massive credit to you. 28 games with the Thunderbirds and now 72 with the Fever. Give us an understanding. I mean, I'm sure you've been on this journey with particular players. Like, I know Sasha Glasgow is also going to play 100 this year. You've seen her from start to finish, or not finish, but right now. Mm. What is it about being in this environment and sort of being that head coach role that's given you so much satisfaction in those 100 games?
Yeah, I did actually share that with the players yesterday a little bit around, obviously we love to win and everyone's really driven by the adrenaline you get from winning and the satisfaction, but I've always found that when you win, there's still a little bit of you want more all the time. So for me, I'm actually really always inspired by and connected to seeing growth in others. And so any opportunity you get to help a player along their journey, or whether it's from a technical, tactical point of view of helping them in their role for the team, or whether it's off the court in something or challenging them something to a level of discomfort where I know they will become who I believe they can be. I think those moments for me is what I'm really, really gravitated towards. And but my coaching journey has been the ultimate highs and the ultimate lows, which is the journey of every athlete. It doesn't always go your way, but you've got to be prepared to lean into the uncomfortable stuff to keep growing. So that's probably the message I like to give out there, is that there's always growth in every moment if you're prepared to lean into it and embrace it. So, and today, from a game perspective, was a great growth for our team. We were really under pressure, and I thought we handled the challenge exceptionally well.
How important was that third quarter after you? I think you were outscored by about 6 goals in that second quarter. Come out and go, outscored by 7 goals in that third quarter. It set up the end, really, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I think our first quarter was not too bad. We probably were a little bit loose in the last 2 minutes of that first quarter, which kind of closed the gap a little bit. And then I think we're going relatively well in the second quarter until the last 3 minutes, where we essentially just became quite reckless and loose at both ends of the court. And then Lightning got their tails up and all of a sudden we're down by 5 or 6 at halftime. So it was a little bit of, I think, a quick wake-up call of the reality. But also, like, as a group, we connected back to, we were in a very similar position 7 days ago against the Vixens at halftime, where we were slightly struggling, not quite where we wanted to be, and here's our opportunity to demonstrate some growth. And it's been a pretty big week for the team in leaning into that, and I thought how we attacked the third set up our fourth, and we just kind of kept our composure really well late in the game too. So yeah,
I think there's only 2 points in the last 5 minutes. The Lightning missed wide a bit. They missed a couple of two-pointers, they missed a couple of turnovers, just fumbles, threw the ball to nobody. Does that surprise you?
I think sometimes that can be an accumulation of pressure over times. I think they'll reflect back on their errors and make their own summation of them. But I think for us, we were doing a great job of just keeping a slight buffer on the scoreboard. And there's nothing more important in this game than scoreboard pressure to make you do things in line or offline with your team, so to speak. So I thought we did a good job in just kind of keeping a little bit of control of the game. And, you know, we back ourselves over long periods of time to win ball and break teams down. So, you know, we come up with some big moments there late that we cap. Again, you can have a turnover, but what you do with it's most important, and I thought we banked it really well in attack today.
But finally for me, there seemed to be a bit of frustration with the Lightning players towards your players on some occasions, but also towards the refs. Does that please you as an opposition
coach? Well, it's always nice that people are focused on the wrong things as opposed to playing the game and doing their job. But look, I think it's a pretty emotional game now. I think the way the athletes go head-to-head with each other every week is next level. There's high emotions and high energy in everything that you do. So I think we always talk about in our group trying to be as composed as you possibly can in those moments and not responding too much. But sometimes as human beings, the blood boils and you can't help but let the emotion out. So it's all part of it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.